Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's right, Bogey and Wojo live here at Little Caesars Arena on a big Monday night. Pistons playing host to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
No, it is a big game. You're not even being patronizing.
I think
it is a big game.
If the Pistons win this game,
they're in the playoffs.
They're officially the favorite to win the NBA title, right?
If they win this game and wrap up, what, a six-game home streak with
homestand with six straight wins,
they'd be 14-7. Oklahoma City comes in at 14-7. I think this is what I'm going to say, and you think I'm going to – I'm not. I will say that the Pistons, if they win tonight, are officially allowed to be on the radar. Is that too low?
Okay, I
think
that's fine. Whatever
the
you want
to say. The radar, yes.
I'll say this.
Put them on the radar.
If they get to 14-7, you have to give the Pistons the rally goose treatment.
Write
up a little. You go home on your little typewriter and just pop, 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 pop.
No, seriously. And if you want to talk me out of it, feel free. But if the Pistons win tonight to go 14-7, remember last year they started 14-6, but then Reggie
all went downhill. Yep.
And I did it when the Tigers were playing well, and then the Rally Goose, and I wrote a really nice column, and then they fell apart. I'm thinking about praising the Pistons in a column if they win tonight. Should I do it or not?
Do it at your own peril.
Yes.
Be careful.
Or no?
I'd love to see it.
I really have a feeling if I do it, because the schedule then gets tougher, I really think I'll blow it. I do. I think it would be all on me, and I don't like that pressure.
All right, so Pistons basketball coming your way at 6:35. We'll get you to that in just a little bit. But want to get into that little Lions game yesterday out at Ford Field. The Los Angeles Rams in town. And
how many Mondays do we have left?
Not many, actually.
Four games left. Okay.
Yeah.
Four reaction Mondays for the Lions moving forward. All right.
And I want to simply just ask this. We can throw the phone number out there and let Lions fans respond in whatever way they may, deem fit. But did you walk away from Sunday's loss to the Rams being a little bit encouraged by Matt Patricia or being a little bit discouraged by Matt Patricia? And I'll explain. The phone number is 248-529-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Obviously, it was discouraging for me because...
Well, everything is discouraging for
you. No, that's a good point. I thought Matt Patricia made two bonehead calls on the onside kick decisions. You had one possession game, 13-6. Your defense is battling its ass off. And you tell the defense, you know what? I don't have faith in you. I don't trust you, even though you're the only reason we're in this game. And he does a failed onside kick. And I get Sam Martin screwed it up. I totally understand it. But you basically told the defense, good effort, but not good enough. I don't trust you at all. I'm trying to just get the ball back. Late in the game as well, 23-16, one possession game, 3 minutes left, three timeouts, two-minute warning, and you go onside kick instead of just kicking it deep.
I don't mind what that says
to the defense? I don't think you can stop Todd Gurley and get me the football back. I don't believe in you. And I think the defense went out there with zero confidence. And again, I didn't want them to win the game at all. I think that Jared Goff was drunk in that game.
He might have been.
He was absolutely awful. But when you're in those spots, a coach's job is to put his team in the best position to succeed. He didn't do that.
All right. I'm calling BS on that. The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. First of all, if they didn't try anything different, then they would have been accused, rightly so, of, my God, you're 4-7. Try something. Do something.
No.
Pull a surprise.
They did that.
And that surprise onside kick would have worked with an even remotely decent kick.
Yeah, because
it caught them by surprise.
Because teams are recovering onside kicks at such a high percentage this year.
No, because nobody tries it when they did it. You're talking about when everybody's waiting for it, the percentage is probably like 4%. When it's a surprise onside kick, it's higher than that. And what was it? In the third quarter, whatever it was, I have my notes here. I didn't have any problem with that because, you know, you do have to throw everything out there. If anything, I wish they tried more things like that. The handoff to Theo Riddick on whatever third and long, or the draw, the bubble screen, whatever. I would have liked to have seen more of that. There was a period there where Patricia was playing that game, coaching that game, like they were even up with the Rams. Like, we can just play our game and beat them. And then they did try some different things. The Taylor Decker, I mean, where has that red zone offense been all year? Throwing it to Taylor Decker.
Well, and that's another issue with this team. And, you know, I saw a lot of people getting all excited and tweeting about how Jim Bob Cooter really got creative there, and give him credit. You don't get credit when all of a sudden you decide to be creative when the season's over. You know what I mean? Like, all these other teams out there, whether it be these young, sexy coaches that are out there, right?
Would you stop using that
word?
Sorry,
I very much enjoy it.
Jeez.
But Sean McVay, you know, Kyle Shanahan, all these guys, they have creativity every single week, early and often. Jim Bob Cooter doesn't go to it until what? His job is on the line, and then all of a sudden, well, let's bust some of these plays out. Let's throw a nice little seam route, well-designed play to Toy Lolo over the middle.
Yeah.
It's too little too late, and it is bothersome that they whip it out now instead of earlier in the season.
Right, you need to whip it out as quick as you can, to be honest.
Especially
with you.
If you're Jim Bob Cooter, right?
All right, here's what I would say. I don't think you draw anything overly encouraging out of that game at all.
They're not giving
up. I agree. No, that's true. They're not giving up, and they are trying things, obviously. The one thing I will say, if you want to count it as encouraging, that's fine, and we can get into the discouraging Stafford and everything else, but encouraging is that this is yet, and you can say that these good teams and good quarterbacks don't take the Lions seriously.
They don't.
But yet again, Patricia's defense played well against a really good quarterback.
No, come on.
They did.
That was more about Jared Goff than
whatever,
it was some scheme
whatever.
From Matt
Patricia. It's happened every time.
You've been following the NFL a lot longer than me, okay? And I'm not trying to throw you under the bus for being old.
You're the one that's asking for something encouraging, and I just gave you one.
And I said they aren't giving up. They at least haven't given up on their coach. That's like the only thing you can draw. But you can't deny the Rams looked like a team that hadn't played football in 2 weeks. They looked like a team that wasn't ready to play that game. An early 1 o'clock kick for a West Coast team. We know the numbers on that.
I can't believe you're making excuses.
And Jared Goff
for the Rams
had one of his worst games of the year. And it wasn't because the Lions were doing anything. He was making poor decision after poor decision.
Of course he was, but the Lions did some things. They nearly intercepted him on consecutive plays at his own 10-yard line.
Horrific decisions.
No. He was getting rushed.
Please,
I will give them credit for that.
Bottom line, you had a sleepy Rams team in town, and you lost by 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm just drawing great conclusions. I'm just saying it is kind of odd that every time we think they're going to get absolutely dump trucked, their defense kind of rises up a little bit.
Well, look, you want to be encouraged by something? Snacks Harrison has brought A'shaun Robinson back to life.
Tremendous.
That was a guy
that was
a healthy scratch early in the season, looking like a failed second-round pick again, you know, for Bob Quinn. And A'shaun Robinson can play next to Snacks Harrison. Like, that is a real encouraging thing. But, again, I think it said more about the Rams than it did the Lions yesterday. That's all. Now, for two straight weeks, the defense has gone out there and put the team in the position in the fourth quarter to be in a game, tie the game, possibly win the game. And then what happens? Stafford with the interceptions. Stafford yesterday with the fumble. He just gives it away.
The game 2 weeks on Thanksgiving against the Bears, that was tied 16-16.
Yes.
Fumble the ball or the interception return. And yesterday, fumble the ball when hit by Aaron Donald. Who, by the way, Aaron Donald.
He's okay.
Truly, if a quarterback doesn't win it, he should be not NFL defensive MVP, NFL MVP. Should he not? What's he up to, 16 and a half sacks?
Pretty remarkable.
Oh, my God.
And then there was Ndamukong Suh
pushing
Stafford to the ground.
And Sue,
I love that.
For those who are wondering, Sue was asked quite a bit about Stafford after the game several times, and he wasn't really biting on it. He was being kind of smirky.
I wish he would have.
Smarmy, low-key Sue. Wasn't really going to bite on it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.